My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Jane's fiancé, Kane, asked Davin to help her. Will he? Listen and enjoy.
Do some scamming scammers with Jane. We'll recap what happened last. Like you don't know. So when we last left, Jane was not happy with me as per usual.
That's pretty...
She dropped the hammer on me. She didn't tell me it was over. But it turns out she has a fiancé of 2 days now.
Yeah.
And she was getting married. So I had to have a talking to with this fiancé. We spoke on the phone. I think they were looking for me to be heartbroken. And devastated.
Yeah.
Which was not the tact I took. I'm like, dude, she might be your fiance, but she wants to suck my dick. I was pretty much as big of an asshole as you could be.
As you could be.
Which is saying something, because I can be quite the asshole. So, and that was pretty much the gist of it, yes?
Yes.
Did I miss anything?
No, that was pretty much it.
That's that was it.
All right. So we'll pick up post-phone call. This is, February 27th, 2018. So I go to her, I go,
Mr. Davin, wrong.
Right, and I say, well, you know, he should take care of her. I go, well, I guess you don't need the money now. sorry I acted so badly. Because now I'm thinking, well, if this is going to be, I got to hook him back in because I got a show to do.
Yeah.
we can't let the bit end like this.
Yeah, right. Funny.
We're talking.
This isn't love. This is content.
Exactly. Yes. What a great way to look at life.
Yeah. Well, we pretty much do. It's like, I'm not living my life. I'm just getting content for the show.
Pretty much. So I go, sorry I acted so badly. Hearing you had another man just tore me up inside. I'm glad you have found happiness. I wish we could have made it work.
Okay.
Which is not the same tact of, she wanted to suck my dick.
No, this is a different way to go.
Sure. Well, I got to prolong this shit. She goes, so this is still her profile, but I get, hi, Davin, this is Kanu. Remember Kane was the guy's name?
Oh, okay.
Kanu? I go, hey, Kanu, congrats on having such a fine lady. I'm glad she found somebody who can help her. You know, playing that, yeah. You know, she needs somebody to take care of her.
What a gentleman.
I am a gentleman. Thank you, Joe.
Nice I can't even talk. I'm sorry. Consolation speech.
Sure. She goes, I'm Kane. Why can't you help her?
What? Wait, he's saying this?
He goes, I'm Kane, why can't you help her?
What the fuck?
Well, you know, if I just got engaged, why would I want some other guy who she wanted to suck his dick still helping her? Unless she needs jizz. Why can't you give her the jizz she needs? I mean,
it's a reasonable question.
Sure. I mean, this is very odd.
Yeah, it's like, why can't you help her? It's like, well, isn't that your job now?
That's what I go, well, she's engaged to you, and it's 4 a.m., and you're at her house. So I think that says it all.
Yeah.
As her fiance, why would you want me to? That is weird. She's your woman.
Yeah.
And I don't think they saw this coming.
I'm surprised that they decided to introduce this character to the
But it's
the
stupid boss had to if get they're the still phone. Trying to get money out. Now they're engaged.
Because they fucked themselves. They were trying to hurt me, but they backed themselves into a corner.
Yeah, so now they have to keep up this premise and they're together.
Yeah, but I'm surprised why didn't they just take their ball and go home?
Yeah.
Because they still want to get money from me. We both, like, as you often say, we both have agendas. I have content agenda, and they're like, fuck, maybe he's gone. Well, maybe we can still get money. Hold on.
Let's bygones be bygones. We could all be friends.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
You, yeah. Me, her, the checkbook. Yeah, it's all good.
You think scammers are taking personal checks to you?
You're bouncing on them to get pissed. What kind of shit is this?
And who's the most desirable one out of this whole group?
Remember that. Well, we'll send you a check. I'm going to post-date it, too.
So he goes, you never answered my question. I'm at my house, and I have her account. I got nothing to answer. Seems like you let her down. You said you liked her before she went to Nigeria. She goes to Nigeria. Hijinks ensue. I seriously wrote that.
You're going to ruin their relationship.
All right, well, that's kind of my thing. I ruin lots of things. She then starts reaching out to random strangers asking for help when her white knight Kane could have helped her all along.
Ooh!
You knew her first. You loved her. Judging from your accent, you know Nigeria and you let her down. As bad as I am, you may be worse, sir. But somehow, you convince her I'm the bad guy. All I can say is kudos. The force is strong with this one.
This guy must be reading and go, what the fuck?
Yeah, really.
That's the plan. If I'm doing my part correctly, Joe.
He's going, now what?
He goes, before she left here for Nigeria, I never say anything with her. We never talk for once, until she came back. Then she told me about you. Stop judging what you don't know much about. You just have the tip.
But how about the whole thing?
Slow down.
The tip, the shaft, the balls, the whole roaring thing.
You getting the balls in?
Balls deep. I go, still, she knew you. Her Nigeria friend from Acton, California. Instead, she is trying to get help from strangers. Now she's engaged to you while she supposedly loved me. It does not add up. But you can judge me? You just have the shaft.
We are getting anatomically correct.
He goes, I never judge you. I was asking questions. I go, I told Jane, you have her account. You can see for yourself. She was impatient. I was working towards helping her. Was about to send some money, actually. But then she called me a liar, and then she became engaged to you. So now you can take care of her.
Nice.
And now they go, son of a bitch.
She was kind of right.
The money was on its way, and now I fucked up.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.